Exclusive, Peter Navarro, millions died because sociopath Fauci withheld details of Wuhan lab from Trump administration. By Robert Krajicek on November 8, 2021. Peter Navarro, former White House Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, said millions of people died because Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, withheld information regarding his approval of funding for gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I can't tell you how toxic that man is, Navarro, author of In Trump Time, My Journal of America's Plague Year, said on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. He's a sociopath. He's a narcissist. He continued, Fauci's biggest lie was not to Rand Paul in Congress about gain-of-function experimentations, per se. His lie of omission was not to tell us, the president's task force, in January that he strongly suspected, as he did, that that virus was from a lab in Wuhan, that he had funded that lab, and that he had authorized gain-of-function experiments which can turn harmless bat viruses into human killers. Fauci had to know, he added. Fauci had to friggin' know exactly what was going on. He held it from us. Millions of people, I can't stress how important this is. If we had known then what we know now, we could have saved millions of lives if Fauci had just come clean. Navarro said Fauci was opposed to banning travel to the U.S. from any country as early as January 2020. On January 28, 2020, President Trump has made the decision but not yet announced that he would pull down travel from communist China. And he's been very serious about this, he shared. Basically, at that point, three people in the White House who were deeply concerned about the pandemic are the boss, it's Robert O'Brien's, the National Security Advisor, and myself. Former White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CSC, Robert Redfield obstructed Trump's intent to implement a travel ban to prevent coronavirus transmission in the U.S. from abroad, Navarro shared. There are four people in the Situation Room that are going to give me trouble, he recalled. Mick Mulvaney, acting chief of staff, I've got one of Pompeo's hacks there. The bumbling, Robert Redfield, and of course, Alex Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. But sitting across from me is little guy with little round glasses who I immediately get into a violent argument with, and he just keeps insisting that travel bans don't work. It's like Flaubert's parrot. He went on, I'm thinking to myself, who is this guy? Finally, I say to Fauci, dude, and I actually called him dude. I didn't know I should have addressed him as Dr. Fauci at the time. I go, dude, you mean to tell me if there's like 20,000 Chinese nationals coming in every day to Kennedy and Dulles and LAX and O'Hare, many of them lit up with the Wuhan virus like a Christmas tree, that they should just come on down? Fauci just kept saying travel bans don't work, Navarro emphasized. He said Fauci advised Trump not to worry about the coronavirus in January 2020. One of the missions of the book is to get Fauci out of government and into a jail cell, he remarked. Navarro contemplated the possibility of the Chinese Communist Party deliberately releasing the coronavirus as part of a broader geopolitical strategy to undermine the Trump administration and America, more broadly. It doesn't matter if this thing accidentally escaped from the lab. What matters is that what China did afterwards. Communist China guaranteed this thing would become a pandemic that would eventually kill millions worldwide, he estimated. If you think about it, China has gained relative to the United States and the rest of the world because of this thing. These are perilous times, and China's resumed its rise after 4 years of kowtowing to Donald John Trump, he concluded. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.